We're holding on Mem Hey Amud Beis. So the Gemara had said a statement that it was a machlekas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. One of them held that you were allowed to take two people and make a zimun. Together you were allowed to make a zimun. And one of them held that, it didn't say the names, but it said one of them held that you were allowed to, one of them held that you were not allowed to. There's a minimum of three. With two people, you were not allowed to make a zimun. So the Gemara now, we're holding about 10 lines down, Memheim and Beis. First word on the line, Tistayim de Rav, de Amar Imratzu Lezamen Ein Mezamen. Let us attempt to prove that Rav is the one who is of the opinion that if two people are sitting together and they want to go ahead and make an optional zimun, they're nevertheless ein mezamen, not allowed to make the zimun. Why? Damar of Dimi Bar Yosef Amar Rav, because of Dimi Bar Yosef, in the name of Rav said, Shloish Shach Lukachas, three people that are eating as together as one, V'yatza Echad Mehem L'shuk, one of them left without permission, so Kairin La, you call out to him, Umizamin Olav, and from the distance, you could still make a zimun. Now, says the Gemara, the diuk is that time of the Kairin La, the reason why it works is because you called him. The reason why you can make a zimun is because you called him and you stopped him. Halloy Karin La, but if you can't call out to him, lo, you're not allowed to make a zimun. What do we see? We see that two people together cannot make a zimun. So let's prove that Rav is of the opinion, is the one who held that you're not allowed to make a zimun. And the Gemara says, no proof. Shaini Hasam, the ikva'u lehu b'chayva, me'ikara. There it was different. Because there when they sat down and they were having the meal, that guy was not allowed to leave. There were three people there that were chayiv to make a zimun. Since they were chayiv to make a zimun, then you can't go ahead and take the optional route and make a zimun in with just two people. You gotta make a three people zimun. Ella says the Gemara. You need a Gemara? Ella tis time that Rabbi Yochanan huda amar imrat lezamanin mezamanin. The Gemara now tries a different track. Let us prove that Rabbi Yochanan is actually the one who said that if you are just two people, you are not allowed to make a zimun. Two people that ate together as one. One of them is able to be yotze with his friends benching. And we asked over there, what's the chiddush? Tanina, we have a Mishnah which states that you're allowed to be yotze with your friends bracha. Shama, even if you don't answer amen, you're still yotze. As long as you hear the bracha, you're able to go ahead and be yotze with your mind. And Va'amar of Zera, and Rav Zera answered that Rabbi Yochanan's statement was coming to tell you that Loimer, that even if you, that to tell you that even though one person is being yates with his friend, there's nevertheless no Zeman. Loimer she'ein brikas haZeman b'neihem. So there is almost a beferish statement, it is beferish, that from Rav Zera explaining a beferish statement of Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that you cannot make Zeman with two people, and the Gemara concludes to Stayim that this is a valid proof of. And we have successfully shown that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says that two people cannot make a zimun together. And by matters of deduction, we're going to say that Rav is the one who says that you are allowed to make a zimun. Sorry, I didn't get back to yesterday. Is that everything?
Because all we're saying over here is that one can be yotze, somebody else is
yotze. Right.
So Why make a zimun and be yotze with
you're right. We don't see it. Rabbi Zera is coming to tell us what Rabbi Yochanan was saying with that statement, because seemingly Rabbi Yochanan didn't say anything. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? One person could be mitzvah his friend. We already know that. That's a Mishnah. So Rabbi Zera said Rabbi Yochanan's statement was there to tell you that one person could be mitzvah his friend because they're not making a, even though they're not making a zimun. So you can't make a zimun. That was it.
Otherwise, there was no purpose in the statement.
Because that correct? Yeah.
He could have said it in a different way. If that was chiddush, say that. No,
why did he speak like this? I don't know. I hear. What? Well,
to be yotze someone, that's going to be the riot.
Right. Maybe it's telling you that even though they're being yotze with each other, you're still not going to make zimun. Something along those lines. That's a good point. Okay, Amalei Rava by Rav Huna le Rav Huna. V'harabanan da'osim ima Rava. Amri ein imratu lezamen mezamnen, but we know that these rabbanim who came from Eretz Yisrael and they said that you are able to make optional zimun. Now Rabbi Yochanan was the mar of Eretz Yisrael. He was the rav in Eretz Yisrael. Now does that not mean that when they came from Eretz Yisrael they must have heard it from Rabbi Yochanan? My love, the shami lehumi Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara answers, lie, not necessarily so. It's possible they heard it from Rav himself before Rav came down to Bavel. Famous story in Shabbos, I believe, where Rav traveled from Bavel, from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Shmuel met him. So Rav used to be an Israeli, and he made Yerida down to Bavel. Okay. Gufa, Amar Rav Dimi Bar Yosef, Amar Rav, Shloisha Sha'achlu Ka'achas, three people that eat together, V'yatza Echer Mehim L'shuk, and one of them left. Currently, you call out to him, M'zamnilav, and you can use him for a Zimon. Amar Baya, V'hu Dekarile V'ani, and this is that he was calling out, and he's able to answer. That's how joined he has to be. He's got to be close enough that he's able to, that he's answering with them. Amar Mar Zutra V'le Amar Ela B'shloisha, that was only stated with three people that you're able to do it from across the river or whatever, as long as he can hear you. Ava ba'asara, but if you're doing it with 10 people, ad the naisi, he's got to come all the way back.
The issue being able to hear or the issue being in proximity? Because like now he's with phones, like let's say someone has to run somewhere.
I think this is still usher to do. I think it's usher to leave. But once he did it, so then how should we proceed? I don't think it's like an option.
Okay, so someone, you know, all the way first.
Right.
The okay, can they call him, and then he respond over the phone?
No, that's, yeah, you definitely need proximity. We don't say that the phones are anything. You can't say amen over the phone. We hold that phone as electronic, not real words. Interesting, Shiloh. That's why a lot of people are makbid by weddings, not to make the brachas into the microphone, because they want the chassan who's supposed to be hearing the bracha and being yoytze the bracha. Everybody else, you want to say amen, you could say amen, but they want what? The only reason you could say amen is because you know which bracha you're saying amen to and you're there, but you're not being yoytze with any bracha, so you could say amen. And it's not about, you can't say amen when listening to a chassan in a video, or when, or even if you're on a phone listening to a chassan, or like, let's say you're Googling it, you know, you're watching it by Skyping it, you can't say amen then. Right, yeah, so that you can't say amen, because you're not part of it. But let's say you're hearing it through a speaker, you could still say amen, because you're there, and you see everybody else saying amen, that's fine. But if you want to be yoytze with it, you can't hear it through a speaker. So the chassan has to make sure he hears it from the guy's mouth, and not the speakers.
I should tell someone on the phone with, when making a bracha, don't say amen to this bracha.
Yeah. I mean, if you... Yeah.
I thought you just said you can't be yotze, but you could answer.
No, that's only if you are part of the... that's only if... In other words, let's say right... why don't I just say amen right now? Because somewhere over the world, there's got to be somebody who said a shakal.
Well, if you're in the hall...
Yeah, if you're there, right. Right.
When you're on the telephone, you know what was said, but you are present.
Right.
The Gemara concludes that with two there's a machlokes, but it doesn't tell you, it doesn't determine whether you're permitted or not, right?
It does not conclude, no. So that for
the Gemara just leaves it hanging.
Not hanging, it's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rav, right, which we pass in like Rabbi Yochanan generally.
What the halacha is.
Well, we have rules for these type of things. For right. Example, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, we pass in like Rabbi Yochanan, so... Saying there are set rules for most of the machleksim, there are set rules. So in this case, you would not be able to do it. Like this won't be a machlekes between the Rambam and. Usually, it's not a machlekes just because of one sugya. What happens is sometimes you have a conflicting sugya, and then you have to know how to weigh it, or you have a different raya from somewhere else, or you have a. So that's when things get complicated. But just taking the Gemara does finish off, because the Gemara's rules itself are, the Gemara's the ones who set the rules. So, Guf Amar of Dimi. Okay, so the Gemara says you have to call him, and he's going to be Mizamana. Amar Abaye, Vahu Dekarule, Va'ani. That's as long as you call him, and he answers. Amar Mar Zutra V'Leiman, Ola B'Shleisha. With 10 people, he has to come back. Maske Haravashi, Adraba. If anything, it should be the opposite. Ibcha Mustava. The opposite makes sense. Why? Tisha, because if you have 9 people there and one person across the river, so Nirin Kasar, that already looks like 10. So why don't we allow this semi-addition, the guy from across the river? But Shnayim, there's a clear difference between 2 and 3. A lot of times you're counting for a minion, you have to count like 4 times till you're up to, are we 9 or 10? Count again, everybody else is counting. So yeah, it's hard to tell the difference between 9 and 10. However, but between 2 and 3, it's quite fairly simple to tell the difference between two and three. So therefore, it's much more noticeable to have two here and one across the river than to have nine here and one across the river. So why aren't we more lenient by the 9 to 10 rather than the 2 to 3? So Shnaim in an Ikar Shlosha, the Gemara says, "Behilchos, and nevertheless, the halacha follows Gemara Zutra. My time, given the boil ad kure shem shemayim, but some yasar lav oirach ara. Since we have to mention Hashem's name, ad kure is to mention. Given the boil ad kure shem shemayim." Since we have to mention Hashem's name, butzer me asar, less than 10 people, lav erach era. It is not proper to mention Hashem's name, that extra Elokeinu.
And there Hashem's name four. With three also,
though. True. But like we said yesterday, it's more of like a baruch hu when there's 10 people there.
I would say that two, one of us, but three you do.
Right.
Nine. You saw Zim when you just saw 10 people.
Correct.
So that's why you should.
But it's it ups the grade. It ups the grade. It's instead of going by bike, it's now going by car.
Still, it's better than
walking. Nevertheless, it's still. The question is, should we go ahead and you know, move up to the next level. All right, should we move to the next level? We have, you're right, it's going from zero to Zimun, and then from Zimun to 10, but at the same time, it is upping the grade. Okay, says the Gemara, Amar Abaye Nakitin, and we have a tradition, Shnayim She'achlu Ka'achas, two people that eat together, mitzvah l'chalik, it is a mitzvah to separate and not have one yotze with the other. Tani Namihachi, Shnayim She'achlu Ka'achas, mitzvah l'chalik, it is a mitzvah that they should eat bench separately. Ba'amei Devar Mamorim Kishishneim Soifrim, that's only if they are both experts and know how to, it doesn't mean Soifrim like you're able to write, it means Tamid Chachamim. I once heard why Tamid Chachamim are called counters. Aval echad sofer ve'echad bar. But if one is a talmid chacham and one is not, he can't read. Then certainly sofer bar, sofer mevarech ubar yaitze. Sofer should make a bracha, and the bar should be yaitze. Now it becomes clear from this gemara also that by zimun, when they used to do zimun, it was one person benching for all of them. That was another mila. So yesterday we were talking about like who cares. So another difference is one person is benching for them all, whereas if you only have two people there, they're both benching separately. The Gemara does not give an explanation, nor does Rashi, for why it is better to split up if there's not a Zimun, and it's better to be together if there is a Zimun. So if there... We treat it as if there's two people separate. We treat it as if there's two separate people there. I'm not sure the mila of not being yaitze. Okay, Amarava Hamil Samrisa Ana. This following statement I said veItamra Mishmei Dereb Zera Kavasi, and they told me in the name of Reb Zera Kavasi, like me. Shloisha Shachlu Kachas, three people that ate as together, echad mafsik l'shnayim, and then two people are finished. So one person should stop when the two people are finished and allow them to bench, and then he'll continue eating. However, v'ein shnayim mafsik l'echad. However, two people should not stop for one person. One person's finished, then that person will have to wait for the roiv. The Gemara says, "V'loy, really not." V'ha'ra papa ipsik leila abba bar brei. Didn't Rab Papa stop for Abba? It sounds like his child. And him and one other person. So there were two people. There were. Sounds like Rav Papa gave kavod to his son. Rav Papa stopped for this his son Abba, like Abba Bar Papa. That was one of the things we say at the end of the Masechta. So the Gemara answers, "You're right, Shiner Rav Papa, the Lefanim Mishur Sadin Adam." It's not like you're not allowed to, but Rav Papa was Lefanim Mishur Sadin. He went over and above what he had to do, and he stopped himself and somebody else for Abba Mari, his kid. Okay. By the way, I think Rav Chaim Kanievsky has like a list of 100 plus names of Rav Papa's kids throughout Chas. where it's not exactly as the names that we have at the end of the Masechta. Over here, it's Abba Mar. Whereas at the end of the Masechta, it's what? It's Abba. Is it Abba? Is it Abba Mari? Maybe. I think that. So throughout, he has a list of over 100 variations of their names. Yeah, it's Abba Mari. Okay. Shiny Papa de Lefnim Meshuvah Zedin Hudavid. Fine. Yehuda Bar Maremar Umar Bar Rav Ashi for Rav Acha Midifti Karchi Rifta Bahadi Adati. These three Kedalim ate bread together. Loi Havi Behu Chad. There was not one of them to have a Muflik Mechavre that was greater than his friend. They were all equal Tamid Chachamim. Levrichelu said that he should be the one chosen to make a bracha. So they were sitting there Yasvi Vekami Boilehu and they asked this following question. Hadat Nan Shloisha Shachlu Kaachas. This that we say that three people that are eating as one. Chayov and the Zamid Erech Mechuv to make a Zimun and therefore one is going to make a bracha for all three. Hani milehecha tiika adam gadol, is that where there's one greater than the other two? Avalehecha tiichi hadadininu, but hey, where hecha, where the chi hadadininu, they are all equal. Chaluk birchas adav, it is better to go ahead and make a separate bracha. Everybody has make his own bracha.
And no zimun,
because like we said, zimun back in the day sounds like that one person was being yaitze his friend.
There was a pasuk that
So is that their question was, is that specifically where one person is going to make the bracha and he's going to be yemaitzi everybody else? So because he's the greatest of them. That was their question. Answers the, so therefore they opted to have each person bench by themselves. Baruch inish lenavshe. Each person made his own bracha and they did not do zimun. Also the kamed de maremar, they went to maremar and amar lehu yidei bracha yitzasam. You were yoitzi your bracha of. Birkas Amazon. However, Yidei Zimun lo Yitzasim. You are not Yitzir your Zimun. And if you want to say, go ahead and make a Zimun right now, Ein Zimun Lemafreya. You cannot go ahead and make a Zimun Lemafreya. You can't make a Zimun.
Retroactive.
Very good. Retroactively. Bo Matzon Kishehem Varchem Mahu. What happens if you walk into a shul or you walk into a meal and they are benching? What do you say? So the Gemara says, what do you say after when they're benching? Reb Zvid Amar Baruch Umavayrach. You say the sentence Baruch Umavayrach, and you finish off their sentence. And Rav Papa Amar Oina Amen. You just say Amen. The Gemara says V'loy Pliki, and there's no Machlekes. It depends on when you came in to the shul. If you notice, whenever in the benchers, there has a line next to Baruch Shechal Mishloy V'Tveichayino. There is a line next to it. It says Baruch Umevayrach Shemay Tamid La'ilam Va'ed. That's what you're supposed to say if you walk into a place and they're benching and you were not eating with them. So that's the first. But that's only if you were there from Yehi Shem Hashem Mevayrach Me'at Tamid La'ilam. So in other words, if a person is there and he walks in to a place where everybody's sitting down to bench and he didn't eat, so they say. So you say, the one who didn't eat, Baruch Umevarach Shemay Tamid La'ilam Va'ed, just to confuse other people. And they will say, Baruch Shechal Mishalev Vechinu, and then, Baruch Shechal Mishalev Vechinu, afterwards you could say Baruch Umevarach Shemay or Amen, but the Gemara says, if you walk in while they're saying Baruch Shechal Mishalev Vechinu, but you didn't hear them say, Nevarech, if you didn't hear them say Nevarech, you walked in the middle, then you just say Amen. Had Ashkechinu de Ka'amri Nevarech, there's where you came in and that you heard them say Nevarech, let us bench. If you heard them say Nevarech, let us bench, so then you have to say this Baruch Umevarech Shemay Tamid La'ilam Va'ed. If you hear them say Baruch, if you're up to the next stage, Had Ashkechinu de Ka'amri Baruch, then you just say Amen. Ashkechinu de Amr Nevarech, Amr Baruch Umevarech. Ashkechinu de Ka'amri Baruch, Aina Amen. Tanichad, one Brisa says Aina Amen Acher Berchoy Savariz Meshubach. One Brisa says if somebody says Amen after his own brachas, he is praiseworthy. Vitani Idacharez Maguna. And one Brisa says that he is not praiseworthy, he is looked down upon. The Gemara says, like Asha, Haba Bani Yerushalayim, Haba Shah Brachas. Here's where a bracha by Bani Yerushalayim or any other bracha that you are finishing a set of brachas. So if a person is ever finishing a set of brachas, the only bracha that we have it kavua with is Bani Yerushalayim. That's the one where Ashkenazim have it kavua with, where we say, Bani Bracha Bani Yerushalayim, Amen. We say a bracha, Amen, after Om Brachas, and that's because it's finishing the set of brachas, Midyaraisa. However, there are other brachas that finish a set. For example, Hashkivenu in Myrav. Some people say Amen after that. And there's another one, which is after Halal, the second bracha after Halal. Some people say Amen after that. And it's the same thing as Bnei Yerushalayim. The nafkamina is, for Ashkenazim, who don't say it, is that any other bracha, if you finish together with somebody else, you don't say Amen. What happens if you both say Shahakal at the same time? Well, Shahakal is hard because you have to take a drink. But what happens if you both say a bracha, Shelo Yasani Goy, at the same time? So if you finish together with somebody else, you say Shelo Yasani Goy and he said Shelo Yasani Oved, then you could say Amen. Because I said Shelo Yasani Goy and now I'm saying a bracha on your bracha. But if I say Shelo Yasani Goy and you said Shelo Yasani Goy, I don't say Amen. There's only two other brachas that you will say Amen, and that's Hashkivenu. Now, this is quite common because a lot of times we finish the same time as the Chazan. And Halal. A lot of times we finish the same time as the Chazan. So you go ahead and you could say Amen on those two brachas. Abaya ani le bekala. Abaya used to say it loudly. Ki hechid l'shamu paylam, so that the workers should hear the likmu and stand up. The hatoyva hametiv lav diraisa, because the following bracha of Ali Chasreinu is not midiraisa, and therefore the workers didn't used to say it. Nowadays they say it. Ravashi ani le belachisha. Ravashi used to say it quietly. Ki hechid l'nezalzlu b'hatoyva hametiv, so that people will not treat lightly the bracha of Hatev Ameitev and say, oh, it's only the Rabbanan. Therefore, he used to say Amen quietly. Because again, Amen is signaling that we're finishing a set. What are you finishing? You didn't finish benching. The answer is, oh, you did finish benching. Because benching really finished Midyaraisa at Bani Yerushalayim. They added on Hatev Ameitev as a bracha that has nothing to do with benching, a bracha that was set because they were thanking for the burial of the Haruge Beitar. And they just said it in middle of benching. But it has nothing to do with, really, you finished benching by Bnei Yerushalayim. So if people were to know this, then they would take it lightly. And therefore, he used to say Amen quietly. Because Amen signaled the end of something. Rav Zera Chalash, Rav Zera got ill. All Lagabe Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo went up to visit him. And Kabel, he was Mekabel upon himself. Here we see an interesting minhag, you know, you're makabel upon yourself, like Hashem, if this happens. Kabel imitbach, if he gets healed, the katina chorech saki, the katina means the small, chorech saki, the one who had burned legs, and we'll get into Bava Metzia exactly the story there, a famous story where he jumped into the fire. Avidna, I will make yoymetav alarbanan, I'll make a kiddush. I'll make a yantav alarbanan, I'll make a kiddush, if he gets healed. And lo and behold, itbach, he got healed. So we see another source for Kiddushim. Avad suda selekul rabbanan. He made a suda for the rabbanan. A suda zayda ki mata lemishrei. It's interesting. These things are not new. It's not a new minhag to make a kiddush. Ki mata lemishrei. When they came time to go ahead and start the suda, so they're making a hamaitzi. Amar Lei, he said, L'Rabbi Zeira, Lishri Lanmar, you go ahead and make you're the guest of honor. Amar Lei, but it's in your house. L'Sova Lamar, L'Hod Rabbi Yechanan, the Amar Baal HaBayis B'Yitzayah. You don't hold of Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says that the Baal HaBayis is the one who should make the bracha. So Shari Lahu. So he went ahead and he made the Berkas HaMaitzi. Kimat L'Bruchim, when he came to benching, he wanted to give the honor to Rabbi Zeira. Amar Lei, L'Navarach Lanmar, you're the guest of honor. You don't hold the Rabbi Huna. The Rabbi Huna says, "Damin Bavel from Bavel." The Amar Baitseh Mavarech. He says that the one who made a bracha should bench. So if Ihu commands severely, so who taka did he hold like that? He said that Rabbi Zeir should bench. He held Rabbi Yechon, and he held like Rabbi Yechon. Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, who says that Baal HaBayis should be the one to make the Baitseh, should make the Hamaitzi, but Va'oreach, the bencher, the guest, should be the one to bench, Mivarech, should bench. Why? Baal HaBayis Baitseh, the Baal HaBayis should be the one to cut the challah, because he's cutting out and he's giving out his challah so that he should be able to give out based the portions that he wants to be able to give out in a generous manner. And it's very nice to be generous with somebody else's food. So that he should be able to be generous, and he's the only one who can be generous with his own food. That's why we say that the Baal HaBayis should be the one to be honored with the making of the Hamaitzi. However, a guest should be the one to bench, and that's always what we do. We usually give the guests the bench. Kideshi Yivarech Baal HaBayis, so that he should be able to say the bracha for the Baal HaBayis. My Mavarech, what bracha does he make? I know somebody who was, I was by a suda like this, where there was no bencher, that sometimes the benchers don't have this bracha in it. So we took down a Gemara. We read it from the Gemara. And that's the first part of the bracha. It should be your will, Hashem, that this Baal HaBayis should not be yevash. I'm assuming embarrassed. And he should not be look really unless it means to dry up. He should not be yevash b'alamazeh v'lo yikolim l'olam haba. and he should not, again, either it comes from the expression of ikolim, to
use as a translation humiliated.
Humiliated. Okay, so both of those could be a lashon ikolim, or ikolim could also be a lashon of also getting used up. Okay, yeah, ashamed or humiliated. Okay. Rabbi says other things. Yitzlach ma'ir b'chol nechasav, and he should have a much success in his nechasav. You nechasav, you nechasenu mutzlachem a krevim le'ir. Va'yish lot zaten le'ib ma'isi dav, le'ib ma'isi yadav, le'ib ma'isi deino. Va'yish dakik le'lefana ve'lefana enu shem dvar hirchet ve'aver ve'aver me'atav yadilam. The fast, they say, once you get to know this bracha off by heart and you can say it fast, you know it's time to leave Eretz Yisrael from when you're a bachar, time to get married.
Zerah, who got sick, he said here that he put himself in danger by the fire. We know you're not allowed to put yourself in danger. Why would he do that intentionally?
So that's not for now. That's very Gemara and Bava Metzia.
Where did they quote Reb Zerah here?
I know, but the story of that was not over here. We'll get it in Bava Metzia. The Gemara that discusses it. The Gemara said Mutav. It's one of those Mutav Gemaras where it's better that they jump into a fire than embarrass somebody.
How many years?
Yeah, right. Just 5 years away, maybe. but don't forget the question. That's it. Ad heichan bechas hazimon. Until where does bechas hazimon go? Rashi explains the following question, that it means that if you're saying bechas hazimon, where do you start benching from? Rav Nachman Amar, and where does Birchas HaZimon take you to? Rav Nachman Amar ad Nevarech. It's only the first little bit. Nevarech Shechal HaMishleiv Tvaychayinu. That's where Birchas HaZimon starts, and that's according to Rashi, how we were paskin. Rav Sheshes Amar ad Hazan. Nope. It goes all the way until Hazan HaSakol. Meaning, only if you have three people there and benching like that, do you say the first bracha of Hazan HaSakol. Otherwise, you do not say Hazan HaSakol. That's the way Rashi learns this Gemara. Tesis asks that, wait, we have a pasuk for Hazan HaSakol, so he learns the Gemara differently, but we'll proceed with Rashi. Name a ketanoi. Let us say this is a machlekes tanoi. The Tani Chada Birkas Ha Mazon Shnayim Ushleish, because we have two brises. One brise says that Birkas Ha Mazon sometimes it's two brachas, sometimes it's three brachas. The Tani Idach, another brise says it's sometimes it's three and sometimes it's four. Shleish of Arba. Savrua, we thought when bringing down these two brises that the Kuliyama, both of these tanoim held, were of the opinion that Hatoiva Hametiv Lav Diaraisi. That the fourth bracha, that we have the fourth bracha, Al Yechasreinu, is not Diraisa. And certainly everything that follows after that is not Diraisa. Nowadays, there's a lot of people who don't even say anything after Al Yechasreinu. They finish benching right there. So, there's quite a few people who have that minig. They don't, not to adopt it, but, what? Oh, you only stop at Al Yechasreinu? Yeah. There's many people who do that. So, my love, Baha Kamifligi, is this not what they were arguing about? Manda Omar Shtayim Vishalash, and they do say the bracha, if they're a guest, they say the bracha. In fact, a lot of people say the bracha of the bracha of the Reich right after Aliyah Chasreinu, even though in the benchers, it's right before Bamarayim, because, well, the reason for that is because this is a chiyuv, and everything after that is not really a chiyuv. It's additions that came through the generations. This person added this, this person added that. So, my lab b'hak kamiflegi, is this not what they're arguing about? Man da amr shtayim v'shalosh, the one who says that the brachas of Birkas HaMazon is two and three brachas, kasavar ad hazan. He holds that really Birkas HaMazon without three people is just noida lecha and rachim, two. And if you have three people there, then you also add in hazan. So that's what it means. Sometimes it's two, sometimes it's three. And the other man, the Amar, holds, man, the Amar, shalish v'arba, kasavar ad nevarech. He holds that it's always three, hazan, noda, and thing. And sometimes you add on the barach shechal v'shalit v'tvaychayinu. I'm not sure why it should, according to the first man, the Amar, it shouldn't be two and four then. Because assuming that we're counting barach shechal v'shalit v'tvaychayinu as a separate bracha, so then we should count this other one as two and four, but I'll put that on the side. I had that question. So Rav Nachman and the Gemara says no. Both Rav Nachman mitaritz the tameh, Rav Sheshes mitaritz the tameh. Generally, it's a question: why do you have to make a machlekes if there's already a tana who either holds like you or doesn't hold like you? You don't say like I hold it's mutter to open up, soda cans. You have all the Paiskim of the previous generation who argue about it. Everybody has their opinion, and now you come in and you say something. You just say, like, Rav Moshe says this, Rav Shlomo Zalman says this, Diane Fisher says that. You could say over the opinions, and you could say, this is how we practice. But no, like, you know what? I just thought of a great shaila. Are you allowed to open a soda can? What do you think people have been discussing by Kiddushim for the last 40 years? So therefore, it's always a question. Like, if an Amora says something, it usually should not have a blatant Tana who either says like that or not like that. So that's the Gemara's question here. Now, sometimes you have no choice. Yes, that's the Machlekes. Hitaka said the same thing as a Tana. But generally, we try to get out of it. So that's the Gemara says, Rav Shish is metarets. He answers. That's why it requires an answer. If you can't answer, you can't answer. But it's not impossible. It's not like, okay, so, many times we find that he holds like this Tana. But so sometimes it's, you know, it's saving him. We ask him from a different Tana. He says, okay, I hold like that Tana. So sometimes it says it, but it's never a geschmack. So therefore, that's why we use the word matar. So if Nachman and Rav Shesha say both, no, we both are, we have nothing to do with that machlekas over there. That machlekas of it, whether benching is two brachas or three brachas has nothing to do with us. We argue about how, whether or not you have to say Hazanas Olam with a Zimun or not, has nothing to do with that machlekas. So, but they both have to go ahead and explain the two brises. Rav Nachman mitarets the tamei. Rav Nachman holds the kuliyama ad nevarech. Everybody holds that if you don't have a zimun, you still have to say hazanas ha'olam. And with a zimun, you have to go ahead and say nevarech. And nevarech is the only part that you add on. So manda amar shalish va'abra shaper. The brisa that said that that branching is three brachas or four brachas, he taka holds like me. That's what he was talking about. He was saying that without a zimun, there's three hazanas ha'olam, Noida and Rahim. And with the Zimun, there's four, you add on that Nevarech Shechal and Mishalai in the beginning. And the other Manda Amr Shtayim Vishalash, he was saying something totally different. He was referring to workers. Workers, they had a benching that was condensed. The Amr Mar, Paisech Bahazan, they would first say Hazan Asa'ilam, finished Hazan Asakal, and then they would go ahead and put the next two brachas of Noida, Va'alako and Rachim together. The bracha of Noida and Rachim together. Bekel Baini Yerushalayim, which is the bracha of Rachim, Baini Barachim Yerushalayim, and Bebirkas Ha'aretz in the bracha of Al Ha'aretz Va'al Hamazayin. So that's what it meant, there was two and three. Two meaning it was Hazan plus Baini Yerushalayim, and three with the Zimun. Rav Sheshis Matarz
Tameh. Are you counting the Barach and the bracha?
Yes.
And this is just in the Teretz. Earlier
also we counted it.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, that was the three and four. It was Hazan, Noide, Rachim. That was if you don't have a Zimun. And if you do have a Zimun, it was with Nevarech.
Okay, and we're falling off the idea that when you have the Zimun, so the Zaman says Nevarech and he says Hazan, but the Yachim didn't say Hazan?
That's the Machlekes. Rav Nachman holds that is the Machlekes. Rav Shesh is held like that. Rav Sheshis held that that you only say Hazan when you have a Zimun. And if you don't have a Zimun, nobody says Hazan. You just don't say it.
So really the Machlokes between these Rav Sheshis and Rav Nachman is two. There's Nevarech and Hazan. That's
what I was asking. According to Rav Nachman, it should have been two and four.
Right.
Yes.
Oh,
I don't know. I'm not sure why. Yeah, I was hoping Tesis would ask it amongst his other questions on Rashi, but he doesn't. He didn't see that. If you see anybody ask it, then tell me. But Manda Mishlam Shlishi Shaper Manda Amar Shlishi Va'arba Kosaver Hatevim Etiv Diraisa. Amar Reb. Oh, so the Gemara says Reb Sheshis Mishlam Shlishi Va'arba Kuli Alma Ad Hazan. Everybody agrees that you only say Hazan with a Zimun. Manda Amar Shtayim Vishalosh and the Mishnah which says that. Everybody holds all the Mishnayos to hold like me, he says. Manda Amar Shtayim V'Shalosh Shaper. The one who says that two and three is Taka. Good. He means, without a Zimun, you say two brachas, Noida and Rachim. And with a Zimun, you say three brachas, Hazan, Noida, and Rachim. And like we're asking now, it should have been four. Manda Amar Shalosh V'Arba, the one who says Shalosh V'Arba, Kosova, Hatev HaMetiv D'Araisa. He holds that the bracha of Ali Chasrein is D'Araisa. So it's Ali Chasreinu. No, it's Noida, Rachim, and Ali Chasreinu. And with a Zimun, it's Hazan, Noida, Rachim, and Ali Chasreinu.
We're still going to his pile.
Yeah, no. So he's not going with Birkas Beilin. He's going with Noida. Without a Zimun, it's Noida, Rachem, and Ali Chasreino.
But we're not Kail.
Right. Amar of Yosef, Rabbi Yosef says, Teda, I'll prove you should know. Teda, you should know. Teda made of Lav Deiraisa. I'll prove to you that Teda made of Lav Deiraisa. Why? Shahare Payalim Oikar Maisa. Because workers don't say it. Amar of Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Maisa Mishmei Derav. Teda, Teda made of Lav Deiraisa. I'll give you another proof. Shahare Paisech Baba Baruch. It starts off with Baruch. We never have one bracha that's connected to a previous bracha that starts off with a Baruch. We always, let's say the bracha of Vaharevna in the morning. You start off with one bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, and then you say last thing, B'Devar Torah, and then you start off with a second bracha, Vaharevna. The reason why you don't say a second bracha is because it opened with you're finishing off from the previous bracha. The reason why we say Baruch Atah Hashem, all the brachas of Pesach, Ivrim, and Mabisha, Rumim, and Matir Asurim, is because those were not set back to back to back to back. The third bracha of Berachas Atah. Is that your question? I think because also those were not kavua set back to back. One amira was kaveh like this, one amira was kaveh like that, and we decided to say both of them. But they weren't kavua together. So, by all the brachas of Malbi Sharum, all these things were not set as one thing. You were supposed to, when you got dressed in the morning, you were supposed to say Malbi Sharum. When you put on your shoes, you said Salikot Sarki. So it wasn't set back to back. But anytime you have a bracha that's set back to back, you do not say, that's why Avarab in the morning. Is not, you don't start with a bracha. And V'yatzev v'nachin, you don't start with a bracha. Hashkiveinu, you don't start with a bracha. It's all because it's finishing off a previous bracha. So why in benching, that's why Noida L'cha doesn't start with a bracha, Rachim doesn't start with a bracha. So why does Ali Chasreinu start with a bracha? Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. So why does it start with a bracha? Teretz is, because it's not set there. It was added on afterwards. It's a whole different bracha. Shari Pesach Babarach, Vain Chosim Babarach, and doesn't finish with the Bracha. Get the Tanya, Kala Brachas Kulon, Pesach Bahen Babarach, Vichosim Bahen Babarach. All Brachas should technically start with a Bracha and end with a Bracha, the long ones, like Halal does, and Yotzer Or does. Chutz, except for Mibirkas Aperis, Ubirkas Amitzvahs, except for Brachas on food, because they're so short, and Birkas Amitzvahs, Ubrachas Mukhala Chaverta, or a Bracha that is set to be next to its friend. Ubracha Achreinish Bikriya Shema, and the final Bracha in Kriya Shema. Where it's set to be next to his friend, Embassy Yatsev, even though the Shema in between, it's still right after Avarava. Yesh mehen shepesech behen bebarach ve'ein choisim bebarach. There are of this list that we just listed. There are those that start with a bracha and don't end with a bracha, like Birchas Aperis. Yesh mehen shechoisim behen bebarach. There are those that finish with a bracha, but they don't ve'ein pesech bebarach, and they don't end with a bracha. They don't open with a bracha. V'hatoyva meitiv, and yet hatoyva meitiv, which according to the rules, it's right after Bani Yerushalayim. So why are we starting with a new bracha? And why does it start with a bracha? Pesach v'barach v'ein echosim v'barach. Mechlal, we can infer from here the bracha b'fnei atzmihi, that it is a bracha in and of itself.
What was your explanation for Birchus HaTorah?
I think the first Birchas HaTorah follows the rules. Vaharevna follows the rules because that's a second bracha. And therefore it opens without a baruch because it is set after the word. And then it ends with the bracha, so that works. As for the second bracha, the third bracha, really, Asher Bracha Banu Kalamim, I'm not sure, but I'm saying because it was set by a different amira. It was set as that was the Ikur Bracha of Birchas HaTorah. And then Chazal afterwards came, the Gemara came along afterwards together and said, you know what, why don't we say all three? But it wasn't like it was Kavua, there's three Brachas on Torah. It was one person set the first two, somebody else set one, and we decided to say all three. Now, did they comment there? Did they say anything? No.
I heard of Shana, I don't know if it answers this at all, but that the first two really are the closing bracha from yesterday, and the third one is the opening bracha for today. Because when can you ever...
Really?
Say, you have to have a bracha before...
So it's more like a Birkas HaShvach and Birkas HaMitzvahs, I hear.
So you have to have before and after, but there's no after...
For Torah, I hear. Good.
When you went to sleep, okay, now you got up, it's a new day. So okay. Mela, that was the end.
I hear that. Nice plan. Here. Yes. Why is the bracha what?
At the end.
Why did they?
Why isn't there a bracha at the end?
Oh, so I think the var is because it's one theme. I think because it only has one theme. Even though it is quite long. Tosfos asked the question, the third line down, Memvav and Mabez. Yeah. Oh, interesting. He says that it's very short. That's the original. That's the original takana of the bracha was. It was probably just Hatova Hametiv. It was originally Rak Shetiknu LaAcher Kach Sholosh Malchias VShalosh Gemulas VShalosh Hatovas VNeman Ataga. So originally it was a very short bracha, but then afterwards somebody came along and typed in some more words. The Malchias and the Gemulas and all the other parts of the bracha. So it just get elongated and elongated.
Okay.
All right. I will prove to you also that it's not the Araisa because they do not say it in a Beis HaOvel. Kedatanya, as we have a brisa, mahim omrim bebeis ha'ovel. What do you say in the beis ha'ovel? Baruch atoiv ha'metiv. You just say baruch atoiv ha'metiv. Rabbi Kiva omer baruch dayin ha'emes. The first brisa says that you say atoiv ha'metiv. Rabbi Kiva says you say dayin ha'emes. The Gemara says atoiv ha'metiv and dayin ha'emes. Like according to the first man, you say atoiv ha'metiv, but you don't say dayin ha'emes. Ela ema af atoiv ha'metiv. You say an elongated bracha. You say that atoiv ha'metiv that we have, and you add on dayin. Ela ema af atoiv ha'metiv. It sounds like you're saying the Dain Emes that Rabbi Akiva said, plus the original Hatev Ametiv. Marzutra ikloy lebei Rav Ashi. Marzutra visited Rav Ashi and Isra bei Milsa, and Rav Ashi was sitting Shiva. Something happened, so Rav Ashi was sitting Shiva. Pasach, so he started off Ubarech, he said the following bracha. Hatev Ametiv keil Emes, Dain Emes, Shefet b'tzedek lekech b'mishpat, v'shalet ba'ilamai, la'ases bei keretzoyne, kichol derachav mishpat, sha'akol shaloim, v'anachnu amai v'avodav, ובכל אנחנו חייבים להודות לאלוהים ולברך אותו גוי דפרצס בישראל who you do as a pirates as is בישראל לחיים.
Now
this bracha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. There's probably different minhagim, because I'm pretty sure the shach over there of Afanort says not to say it, and my guess would be that there are different minhagim in Klal Yisrael on whether you actually do say it. Let's see. I don't remember it's being brought down in the Sidurim. Usually in situations like this, we would opt not to say it. I do know that it's brought down in the Sidurim, like that are specific for the Beis Ovel and things like that. There I've seen it. But in actual practice, I just know that there are two dayas in the Shulchan Aruch, whether or not you say it or not. The Shulchan Aruch, sorry, says you do say it. Shulchan Aruch, Shach, I think, is the first one that says you don't say it. And it's not brought down in the regular Siddur, but I have seen it brought down in other Siddurim. Is anybody in where? Yeah.
It's brought down a little bit, but not a bracha.
Oh, but not during...
not a bracha. It's just a peer or something.
But not to say during benching? Yeah. Right, now the question is, so people say this instead of Ali Chasreinu, or at least that's why it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, in practice, usually we would... opt not to do this. And certainly on Shabbos, you don't do anything lehejah, so you would not say it on Shabbos. Okay, lehechon hu choizer, Rashi explains the Gemara's question is, for somebody who stopped to hear his friend's bench, when he starts the bench, where would he start from? Rav Zvid Mishmeh Da'abaya Amar Choizer L'Roish, he starts in the beginning. Rabbanan Amri L'makam Shepasak, he starts the makam shepasak from Ali from according to Rashi, the Gemara's question is according to the Man D'Amar that says that you don't say hazana sa'ilam except if you're with a zimun. So what happens if you were eating with a zimun and you stopped for your friends to say to eat to bench? And then your friends bench, they said hazana sa'kol, they finished benching, you continued eating, finally you're finished, now what do you do? Do you have the rights to start hazana sa'ilam, or do you start with noyde lecha? So that's the machlokes. The first man d'amar holds, yeah, you get to start at the beginning. Since you were part of a meal that said hazan, you can also say hazan. However, the second man d'amar, Rabbanan, says, no, the makam shepasak, the place where you stopped, Rashi says that this means the berachas are like all other yechidim. The hilchos of the makam shepasak and the halacha is to that place. Now, this entire sugya we don't do, like Reb Sheshes. We say that even if you're davening by yourself, even if you're benching by yourself, you say hazan asylum. So it's not shver to have a hilchosa in the Gemara that we don't paskin like. Amale Reish Kalusa to Reb Sheshes. Afagav de Rabbanan Kshishi Atoin. The Reish Kalusa said to Reb Sheshes, even though you are very elderly Rabbanim and you know a lot of stuff, however, Parsoi, the Persians, Bitzarche Suda, with regards to eating a Suda and their table mannerisms, Miss Manners herself, Beki'i Minaychu. They are more of, bigger experts in proper mannerisms than you. Bizman chein shtei mitas, if there's two beds, because they used to eat on beds, gadol meisiv boreish, the gadol, the greater one, lies down first, v'sheni lo, and the second one, l'mayla himenu, will take the bed, the bench, that is higher than him. In other words, if you have one person lying down over here, the second person will lie down over here, towards his head. Ubizman Chaim Shalish, if there's three people, Gadol Mesa Be'emta, the greater one will lie down first in the middle. Sheni Lelamayle Menu, the second one to his head. And Shlishi Lelamata Menu by his feet. Omar Lay, says Reb Sheshes to the Reish Kalusa, V'chiboy Ashtui Bahadei. Reish Kalusa wasn't always a great guy. V'chiboy Ashtui Bahadei, Mitris Turutze, V'yosef, Umishtoi Bahadei. What happens if the middle person wants to talk to his second in command, the second one? He's eating over here. I'm not able to see what's going on behind me. So what am I supposed to do? I'm going to have to sit up and then talk to him while he gets to lie down and eat his chicken. That's not fair. So if anything, you should have the gadol at the head table, so he's at the head bed, so he's able to go ahead and see what's happening down below. So then he could talk to him. And if the sheni wants to converse back, he's going to have to get the annoyance of standing up. Technically, what they should have done was they should have faced each other, had one bed this way, one bed that way. This way they would have been able to see each other. But they ate in a line. So, Amalei Shiny Parsoi, so the Reish Kalusa answered, well, Parsoim are different because they conversed using sign language. Shiny Parsoi Demachvile Bemachoig. I mean, tell me if article says different, but I think that's what it means. They used to signal with their hands to converse. And therefore, Adraba, if anything, it was easier for the first guy to converse to the second guy by signaling with his hands. Maybe specifically during a meal. I don't know why they wouldn't use their voices. But maybe specifically during a meal, they had this minhag to converse with sign language.
It's dangerous to talk when you're eating.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. Maybe specifically during a meal, they had this minhag. Mayim Rishonim, Mehechen Matzchilin. Where would these Persians start washing Mayim Rishonim from? So they had Mayim Rishonim also. Amalei Minhag Gadol. He used to start from the greatest one. He washed first. The Gemara says, "So yeah, that's not Kishmak." So the greatest one there is sitting there while he waits for everybody else to wash. Yosef Gadol Yishmer Yadav Ad Shenaitlan Kulin. Should the Gadol go ahead and wait there with his hands until everybody else washes? Amalei, no. La Alter Maisi Taka Kame. They would immediately bring a plate before him, so he didn't have to wait. They didn't wait for everybody to make Lecha Mishnah, that one person makes it for all. He would start eating right away. Where do they start Mayim Achreinim from? Amalei Min HaKotan. They used to sit there, they used to do it from the small one. The Gemara of the Mar says, the Gadol Yosef, this is the great one, should sit there, the Yadav Muzuhamais, and his hands dirty, Ad Shenaitlan Kulan, until everybody else washes. Amalei Loi Misalki Taka Mikame. They didn't take away the plate from him. His Ad Denamti Ma'ilakame, until the water gets to him. So yeah, he had dirty fingers, but he still had his plate there. Another reason why he was a Gadol, he got the plate first, and took it away last. Amar Rav Sheshes, Ana Mas Nisa Yadana. So Rav Sheshes says, I know a Mishnah. Rav Sheshes says, listen, it's very possible that they were talking about over here. I wonder if we were talking about the Persian Jews. and not the elite of the Persian society. Because why are they washing their hands and like waiting there? And my machreinim, I'm not sure. But the Gemara says, Rav Sheshi says, listen, I know a Mishnah. The Mishnah says the Torah, Brisa, the Tanya, Ketzad say the Haseba, what is the proper order of eating and lying down to eat? Bizman she'en shtei mitos, if there are two beds, Gadol Mesev Bereish, the great one lies down first, V'sheni loy, and then the second one, Lamata himenu, below him, like Rav Sheshi wanted, because they would converse, it would be easier for the Gadol to converse. Bizman she'en shalosh, if there was three people there, mitos, Gadol Mesev Bereish, she'ni loy lamayla himenu, v'shlishi loy lamata himenu. The Sheni would be above and the Shlishi below. So if the second or if the middle one wanted to converse, he can converse with number three. And at the same, the reason why Rashi says that they put the Gadol above, but number two above and number three below, is because it would have been embarrassing for the number two guy to be on the bottom while number three guy got the head. So we see sometimes a person's covet is more important to him than his convenience. Now, not sometimes, but almost always. We start with the gadol, same way as the Persians. There here is where we differ. If there's five people there, then maschilim min hagadol. We start with the gadol, not like the Persians. If there's 100, then we agree to them. Maschilim min hakatan. Ad shemigin etzel hay, until we are five away from the end. Then we go to the one who's going to bench. Then we go to the one who's going to bench the gadol, and and the place where we're going to go to, that's, in other words, the person who's five from the end, that's the person who we're going to give benching to. And the reason why we're doing five from the end is because we want to give him time to look over the brachas. So that's why he's going to look over Nevarech during the next guy who's watching. He's going to look over Hazan during the next guy who's watching. He's going to look over the brachas of the next four people. Misayei elin l'rav is a proof to Rav, and we already had this Gemara brought down as a story before. D'amar b'chir bar ashi amarav kol anoytel yada b'achreina, whoever washes his hands first, mayim achreina first, who mizum l'bracha, he's the one who's supposed to get benching. And the story of Rav and b'chir, the havi yasli v'sudasa came to Rebbe. Rav and b'chir were sitting in front of Rebbe in a suda, and amar le Rebbe l'rav, Rebbe's commented to the Rebbe, who was the Rebbe, commented to Rav, kum, get up, mash yadech, wash your hands, chazya deka mirtat. And Rebbe Chia saw that Rebbe started to shake. He was scared. What is Rebbe telling me? Am I being too gluttonous? Am I eating? Am I, my hands too dirty? Amar le bar pachti, son of Gedalim, don't worry about it. Ein bebrikas mezoina kamar lecha. He was just telling you to get ready to bench. Tan Rabbanan, the Gemara says, ein mechabden, you do not give anybody honor, loy bedrachim, not on the road, loy begesharim, not on a bridge. In other words, you have two people who want to cross a bridge together or are on the road together. You don't let the gadol go first. You go first, no, you go first. There's no inyan in being mechabed somebody unless you're going through a doorway. But stam, to let him go on the bridge first, there's no inyan. Velo beyadayim mezuhamais, and not with, if you have dirty hands, you don't tell. I like that, but by my machrin, we'll say, you go first. Ravin va Abai, Ravin Rabbi have a ko Azli Borcha, they were going on the road. Kadme Chamre to Ravin la da Abai. And Ravin's donkey went ahead of Abai. Veloy Amrle Nazel Mar. And Ravin did not say to Abai, you go first. Even though Abai and felt that he was greater. Omar. So Abaya commented to himself, "Midesolik haimi rabbanan mimarava." Since this Ravin always goes to Eretz Yisrael, gas ledaite, he became a baal gaiva. He thinks that he's greater than me just because he goes to Eretz Yisrael all the time. However, kimat lepitzcha, the Beit Knishta, once they got to the doorway of the shul, Amale, suddenly Ravin said, "Na'il mar, you go first." Amale v'adhashta lav marana. Abaya said to him, "And until now, what was I? I wasn't a mar until now? Why until now did you not let me go first?" Amalei hachi amar brechenin. He said, because in the name of brechenin, which I picked up in Eretz Yisrael, ein mechabdin ela b'pesach. He says that you're only mechabed a person by a doorway. Sheyesh b'mezuzah, that has a mezuzah. But the Gemara says, the is b'mezuzah and the less b'mezuzah loy. Ela meat b'esach kinesis b'esach medjish, the less b'hu mezuzah hachi nami, the ein mechabdin. The Gemara says, only if it has a mezuzah. So if you have a base kness, a base medish, which Be'ikar Din does not require a mezuzah. So over here too, we're not mechabed, you don't have to mechabed somebody to go through that doorway. The Gemara says, no, Ela Ema Pesach Ru'uy L'Mezuzah. It means a doorway that you could have put a mezuzah on it. But you do not have, if there's no doorway, then there's no inyan in letting somebody else go first. And that was the Maisa with Raven and Abaye.
Buying food in a store. You let this Talmud Chacham go first.
Yeah, it doesn't say that. You have a Talmud Chacham standing in line. You might feel uncomfortable with the Rishiva behind you in the line, but you don't have to let him go ahead. All right, have a great day.